Chapter 24, Joshua 24. Now, you might not think this is a great church planting passage, but I think you'll see where I'm going with this eventually. The title of my message this evening is Choose You This Day Whom Ye Will Serve. The theme of this missions conference is church planting. Church planting isn't just something we do over in Africa. It's not something we do just in Europe. It's not something we do just in other parts of the world. It's something we need to do here in our Jerusalem, here in our Judea and our Samaria. I was looking at some of the stats of our area, and it was pretty surprising or pretty revealing, really, how well we're reaching our area. Now, I know we're not the only ones reaching our area with the gospel. There are some other churches that do preach the gospel, but I'm talking about our church. Looking up Mukwonago in the 53149 zip code. Now, this isn't just the village of Mukwonago. This is 53149. There's 20,000 people. East Troy, the 53120 zip code. There's 10,000 people. And I just thought, you know, Mukwonago Baptist Church, I was counting a couple Sundays ago just to see, you know, where exactly we are. I think it was about 190 people we had on a Sunday morning. And I thought, you know, tonight let's just, get down to the practical reality. Let's just say we're reaching 190 people out of 30,000 in this general area here. That's 0.7% of people that we're reaching in our church. And I thought, you know, how many of you tonight live in the 53149 zip code? Okay, so that's probably, 60, 70. That's probably about 0.2%. How many of you live in the 53120 zip code? Okay, that's probably maybe another 50 at the most. So, you know, how well are we reaching our Jerusalem? Now, I'm not saying everybody that's out there doesn't come to our church isn't saved, but how well are we reaching our Jerusalem? When's the last time you personally led someone to Jesus Christ? You know, I was thinking of this myself, and the last time I can think of personally leading someone to Christ was last year. And, you know, I was thinking about our church. When's the last, you know, how many people in our church are people that were led to Christ? Here in Mukwonago or East Troy or wherever you live, how many of you, these people that come to this church are people that were led to Christ? Now, obviously, there's a lot of children here that were born into families and they got saved, and we're thankful for that. That's me. I'm thankful that I grew up in a godly family. But how many people were led to Christ through our ministry? I just was thinking about the towns around us. East Troy, there's no Baptist church. Rochester, no Baptist church. Forgive me. Eagle, no Baptist church. North Prairie, no Baptist church. Genesee, no Baptist church. Wales, no Baptist church. Big Bend, Waterford. And I was thinking, you know, how well are we reaching these areas? You know, would it be wrong to go down to East Troy or Rochester or Eagle and have a church that close? Well, I thought about it this way. BP has a gas station in East Troy. B BP has a gas station in Eagle. BP has two gas stations in Mequonago, has one in North Prairie, has one in Eagle. McDonald's has a gas, McDonald's has a restaurant in Mequonago, East Troy, Vernon. You know, they're all over the place. You know, we don't have to worry about competition. What we need to worry about is reaching our Jerusalem for Christ. And really, reaching our Jerusalem doesn't just start with planning another church. It starts with reaching the people around us for Christ. What are you doing to reach the people around you for Christ? I'm not saying I'm great, but just when we were in East Troy, something that we did to try to reach out to our neighbors was we had them over to eat. Maybe have your neighbors over to eat. Try to reach out to them. Maybe when they don't know the gospel, maybe they've never heard the gospel. When's the last time you were able to lead someone to Christ? You know, I don't think, I think we know we've heard all about church planting. We've heard, we know about missions. We know it's good. We know it's something that we need to do. We know we need to reach the ends of the world with Christ. We know we need to reach our Jerusalem. But I think what it needs to come down to is our personal choice. What are we going to do about it? And that's where it comes down to in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. Joshua is challenging the children of Israel. This is right before the close of the book here. And they had conquered much of the land. And here he's challenging them. Joshua 24, verse 14. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." Then skip down to verse 20. Joshua's talking again here. "If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you, after that He hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve Him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God will we serve, and His voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem." We see here in verse 14, or verse 15, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." You know, it comes down to a choice. What are we going to do? I'd like to look at the first point here is put away the gods. Look at verse 14, it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." Put away the gods. First of all, the ones your fathers served. Verse 15, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood. You know, in our daily life, what prevents us from fulfilling the Great Commission? What prevents this church as a whole from reaching our Jerusalem, from reaching Mequonago or wherever you may live? What prevents that? You know, many times we have gods in our own heart that are preventing us from serving God. Things that come before God. Anything that comes in the place of you doing God's will is a god. Maybe it's a god that your father served. Maybe it's a family issue, something that's been passed down through the family. something that, you know, you might think, oh, that's just something our family struggles with. You know, the people, the children of Israel, they had gods with them. They're in the land. They still had them. They were in the land, the promised land, and some of them still had the gods that they served back in Egypt. Joshua is saying, put away the gods. Put away the ones that your father served. What God is it in your life? What is it in your life that is preventing you from serving God? Now, notice not only the ones your father served, but the ones the people around you serve. It says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. You know, there's gods around us. You know, a lot of time we talk about the world and worldliness, and worldliness isn't just what you wear and the music you listen to. Worldliness is when you put this world in front of God, when you put earthly things in front of God. You know, you might not have a problem with the way you look or the way you dress, but how is your heart this evening? You know, I remember when I was in college, this is an illustration I give often in regard to things that have prevented me from were preventing me from serving God to my fullest, and that's what a God is. But when I was in college, I had these snowmobiles, and you guys know that I'm kind of the mechanic of the family, and it started with a Polaris. It was a 1980, and I remember the second time we drove this thing. I think it was actually Josh and Micah. They took this snowmobile over the hill, and they never returned. And they got on the other side of the crest of the hill, and the piston blew, and there's a hole in the piston. And I remember we had to drag that thing back with the catigator. I think we're trying to do that, and the catigator blew a belt. And then we tried getting the snowmobile, it was half running, one cylinder was still firing. And then it started on fire, and we got some snow and put it on there. And finally I got the thing, put a new piston in there. But I say that to say it was taking up too much of my time. I eventually got two RUPS. I got one for $5 and one for free. I got a Mercury. I got, I think there's another one in the mix too. Oh yeah, Skidoo. But I liked fixing them. I liked working on them. But then after I surrendered to the call to preach in Bible college, I realized, you know what? This is taking too much of my time, and it's getting in front of God. And I had a choice to make. What was I going to do? Was I going to give this up, or was I going to do what God wanted me to do? That was becoming a god. What I had a choice. What is your choice going to be? Are you going to put away the gods in your life? I don't know what it is in your life that's preventing you from serving God. It could be money. It could be pleasure. It could be popularity. I have no idea what it is in your life, but there is something, I'm sure. Put away the ones you serve. Verse 20. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. Is anyone here tonight, do you have a strange god in your life? The Bible here tells how it will do you hurt. Put away the gods in your life. The second point I like to look at is choose whom you will serve. Verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. It takes a choice. Who is a better god? You know, the children of Israel, they had a choice. They could serve the gods in Egypt. They could serve the gods that supposedly the sun god and the all these different gods that were defeated. The gods, you know, they were defeated. The lice came and the water was turned to blood, and the hail came and destroyed the crops, and all these things happened to them, and their gods were powerless. Were they going to continue serving powerless gods? Were they going to serve the gods of the heathen? You know, the gods of the heathen weren't very wonderful gods. The gods of the Amorites, you know, gods that required you to sacrifice your children, gods that required you to do wicked things. Who is a better god? You know, the Bible talks about the pleasures of sin for a season. You know, what I was talking about with my snowmobiles, it wasn't necessarily wrong. You know, what might be preventing you from serving God in your life, it might not be a necessarily intrinsically evil thing, but it may be a sin to you. It may be preventing you from serving God. It may give you pleasure for a season, for a short time. How are you doing in this area? You need to choose who you will serve. The gods of the Egyptians couldn't save them. The gods of the Amorites couldn't save them. Those gods were cruel taskmasters. Are you going to serve a cruel taskmaster? You know, we're all saved. Those of us who are saved this evening are saved from the power of Satan. But you know, many times we go back and do the things that the devil would want us to do. Maybe you're doing things that you did before you were saved that the devil is still ruling you. The gods of this world look good, but only provide temporal satisfaction. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You know, I already looked at the fact that we need to choose whom we're going to serve. You know, we all know we have to make a choice. I remember when I was called to preach, it came down to a specific day that God was working in my heart. I remember when Dr. Jim announced from 1 Samuel 15 that he was going to be preaching about Saul's incomplete obedience. I knew that was the day that I had to surrender to God. Maybe today is the day. You know, the children of Israel were at a crossroads. Who were they going to serve? I think we as a church are at a crossroads. What are we going to do with evangelism? What are we going to do with reaching the world? And that's my third point. Choose this day. You know, we hate to be forced into decisions, but the Bible is saying, choose you this day whom you will serve. You know, a lot of times we want to put things off to tomorrow. Are you going to put it off till tomorrow? Are you going to do it today? Are you going to start serving God completely today? I wasn't here this morning, but I heard the message was great. The message was great on Saturday night, and Thursday night, and Wednesday night. God did a work in each one of our hearts. What are you going to do about what you heard? Did God speak to your heart about your need to win souls? Did God speak to your heart about surrendering your life to Him? Choose you this day whom you will serve. My message isn't really a profound thought. It's not a great philosophical work, but it's just a plain message from the Scripture. A burden that the Lord gave me. Are we going to choose as a church to start reaching this community for Christ? Now, we're doing some, but we're not doing enough. According to the stats, we're reaching less than 1% of the people in these communities. And, you know, if we included the surrounding areas, it'd be even less. Are we going to start? You know, we just voted on getting a new bus. You know, a lot of times we vote on things that are important to us. You know, a lot of times we vote on taking on a missionary or sending someone over, you know, to Africa, or we vote on getting new carpet or getting a new... I don't think we actually voted on this projector. I don't... We actually have two projector screens up there if you didn't know it.
When the electricity goes out.
We choose, you know, we voted on getting this piano. That was a very important choice. We vote on, you know, getting new parking lots, and we vote on buying new land, and we vote on all sorts of things. We vote on our new budget for the year. I thought, you know, what if we chose today, every family, we voted on if every family was going to go soul winning every week? What if we chose to vote on, you know, the most basic thing for the church to do is reach its Jerusalem? What if we voted that we were going to, you know, we were going to do our best to reach our Jerusalem? What if we voted that each one of us would pass a tract out to everyone we met that wasn't saved? That's the Lord really worked this thought in my mind. And, you know, last night, my wife and I decided, you know, we're going to decide that we're going to serve God. We're going to go soul winning every week, even if it doesn't seem possible. We're going to just make a commitment. We're going to go every week. We're not going to go if the weather's, you know, we're not going to just go when the weather's good. We're just going to go no matter what. For this next week, we're going to go soul winning every week. You know, what if everybody here this evening that's a Christian, that's an adult, decided, I'm going to be out trying to reach people for Christ every week? You know, it's not just soul winning, it's the people you meet every day. What if you decided that you would pass out a tract to everyone that you know that's not saved? What if you decided every time you meet someone that's not saved, that you would reach them with Christ? You'd hand them out a tract. You know, this message is all about choosing this day whom ye will serve. Who will you serve? You know, we talk about that word serve, serving God. How do we serve God? Well, we do it by just opening up the Bible, seeing the commands of God, and doing them. I remember a holiness conference. The one that I remember, the most memorable one that I in my memory was when Charlie Kittrell, he was in his wheelchair. He could hardly do anything, but they got him up on the stage and he preached from his wheelchair. And he said, you know, you guys aren't going to, I'm going to preach this message, but you guys aren't going to do anything about it. And he had everybody stand up that had led someone to the Lord in the last year or something. And he said, okay, let's see how many people have led someone to the Lord in the last 6 months. And you know, it really revealed the state of Christianity. I think he had people stand up that have had family devotions every day that week. And if you hadn't, sit down. And you know, I think when people started realizing their lack of faithfulness to God in the most basic areas, that's the closest to revival that I had ever seen. You know, a lot of times as a church, we wonder what's this year's missions conference going to do, or what's this week of evangelistic meetings going to do. Well, it all comes down to individual people walking with God, living for God, choosing to serve God. The ones... Actually, that's not what I was going to say here. We have to go in the power of the Spirit of God. We know that. The outer walk, you know, soul winning, reading your Bible every day, it's all about the inner walk. You know, we can do all these things. We can dress right. We can listen to the right music. We can have a nice looking church. But if we don't have it truly in our heart to serve God, we don't have it truly in our heart to reach Maquonago for Christ, then it's not really going to matter that much, because this generation's going to go and we won't have reached all that we could for Christ. choose you this day whom you will serve. Yeah.